Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Well, hello to my favorite listeners, and that's the people who are listening. Hello, all of you. Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. We shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and some interesting topics that I find online. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Hello, hello, hello. So I got my new YouTube video up on my professionally silly YouTube channel. And I made a video a couple of months ago reviewing the Vespertino Tequila Crema. Okay, it is amazing. A wonderful alcoholic beverage. And I came across it at the liquor store. And it's very similar to Bailey's, but with tequila. And it's actually, my opinion, is better than Bailey's. Oh my god. That slight cinnamon finish is everything. Oh yeah. And no, they aren't a sponsor, but maybe one day I'd love that. Vespertino, hit me up. Wink, wink. Anyway, they sent me some Vespertino swag, if you will. It was so dope. So we had a What's in My Box episode on my YouTube channel, and I got some pretty cool stuff. It was a fun video. It was a fun video. Anyways, the link will be below in the show notes if you're interested in that. Make sure that you go ahead and you click the thumbs up button and subscribe to support my videos. Yay! Because I really do need your help. The more of you that subscribe and you click the like button, it's just like here in the podcast, the more reviews I get, good reviews, the better chance that I have of reaching more people and entering that amazing algorithm of suggestion. Yes! So last week, we got into some creepy pasta stories. Man, shit definitely got creepy in that episode. Nothing like terrifying stories to make your day. That white with red story was insane. Like, it was watching him the whole time? Bruh. Bruh. Some weird shit occurred in those stories, I tell you what. If you haven't heard that episode yet, make sure you go ahead and you check it out. It was terrifying. And today, listeners, we've got ourselves a true crime episode. Well, no one was murdered, but everyone was stupid. Yay! Let's talk about a few people with stupidity on their minds at all times. We have a Karen who threw a burger and also some racial slurs. Yeah. We have a guy who steals sex toys and more. Another lovely, inspiring episode I've got prepared for you guys, apparently. But before we do that, don't forget to go ahead and if you have any fun, scary, embarrassing, creepy, funny stories, what have you, send them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com because I cover a lot of awesome topics. So if you want to join in on the silly, or if you have a topic idea of your own, you know, go ahead and email it to me. itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can go ahead and check out the Twitter and Instagram page for the podcast. Yeah, at itsprosilly. And don't forget that we also do have a podcast group on Facebook called the Professionally Silly Podcast Group. Yeah, all this information is going to be in the show notes, so you can go ahead and hit me up there. Yeah, and do me a favor, guys. Do me a favor. Do show your support for this podcast by leaving me a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using. It's free. It don't cost you shit. It doesn't. Plus, it does help my podcast be discovered by new listeners. It helps my podcast grow, which I would love to happen. It also makes me feel good to know that you guys enjoy what I'm doing. It inspires me to keep it up. Plus, let's be honest, you guys know that if someone does not like something, people are real quick to let you know. So I need you guys to go ahead and be my positivity police, okay? And leave me some good-ass reviews, because when the bad ones come, those are the ones that I can't help but focus on. Because I'm a human being. You know? Shit. So yeah, help me out with that. And I hope that you guys do decide to leave positive reviews. Definitely subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out on the silly every week. I am thirsty as hell. Can you guys hear me just dryly swallowing spit? Jesus Christ. Where's my Mountain Dew? I'll be back. I don't even know how to begin with this particular story because it's insane, but let's go ahead and get this episode started with a dude that stole some sex toys. Let me start off by saying that I can totally understand, because sex toys are expensive as shit, okay? No reason a vibrator should be more than $30, okay? But that's the world we live in. I accept it. Okay, they have some sex toys that cost thousands of dollars. I just don't have the money or time for that, like at all, just at all. Anyways, we got 37-year-old Michael Holden, who is facing many charges in connection with breaking into a house in the Tyrone area, which is a borough about 90 miles east of Pittsburgh. First of all, let me just say that I never knew that there was a place that had a stereotypical black name, Tyrone. Tyrone, I mean, that's what's up. That's what's up. That just kind of surprised me when I read the name, and I was like, huh, okay. Okay. Tyrone is in Blair County, Pennsylvania, and is not too far from Altoona. And it was noted that they manufacture a lot of paper products. Fun fact. Yeah. Now, when they filmed... This is another fun fact. They filmed the movie Unstoppable, starring Denzel Washington and Rosario Dawson and Chris Pine. Now, a few of their scenes were filmed in and around Tyrone. Now, I love me some Denzel. I feel like Denzel is a cousin of mine who doesn't know he's a cousin of mine. Somebody forgot to tell him. That's all. We just forgot to tell him. So I'll see him at the next reunion. That's all. Anyways, 37-year-old Michael Holden is facing multiple charges. He decided to take it upon himself to enter the home of a 35-year-old woman who had fallen asleep on her couch, which, let's face it, is terrifying as fuck. Okay, can you imagine sleeping on your couch completely exposed and someone sneaks into your home? That is some creepy ass shit. I don't like that at all. So he stole $700 in cash, various bank cards, and last but certainly not least, but definitely the weirdest, he stole this woman's used sex toys. Yeah. Yeah, they were valued at about $160, which now that they're used, my assumption is they're probably worth a little less now. I don't know. But I guess I just don't understand why he also wanted her used sex toy. It just seems weird as fuck to me. What? and this is me assuming that he uses the same kind of sex toys that she uses. Now, listen, there are some men out there who enjoy having their prostates toyed with, okay? And you don't have to be gay to enjoy that. You don't. A lot of straight men like that shit. Girl, I can't tell you how many of my girlfriends, and when I say girlfriends, I mean like my homegirls, my friends who are dating men, and their men enjoy having their assholes licked or other things that you would assume is a male gay activity. Sex is sex. If you like something, it doesn't make you a certain sexuality. It means you enjoy that feeling. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Look, ain't nothing wrong with it. Now, my gay female ass, okay, wants everyone to stay away from my ass. Exit only for me. We're not. Nope. This is where I sit down. That's it. You don't need to stimulate anything down there. We're good. Thank you. Keep it moving. Hey, Mom. In case you're listening. So I went ahead and posted a photo of him on the @itsprosilly Instagram page. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. And this dude literally looks like an alien trying to pass as a human being. His head is completely bald, which is fine. But it's the size of said bald head that makes me think extraterrestrial. Yeah, he's got the kind of bald head where you could tell he only shaved it bald because he was already losing his hair. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? A lot of men and women do that, okay? And they pull off the bald look. They do. Okay? But this dude really looks like if Marvin the Martian was a person. I'm legit, okay? I totally just gave away my age with that joke. Well, we're fine. But but I legit feel like If they painted this guy gray, legit painted him gray, he and Roger Smith could be cousins. I'm serious. If you've never seen the show American Dad and you don't know who Roger Smith is, we can't be friends. Okay? We just can't be. Roger Smith is amazing. He's hilarious. Okay, so this asshole, Michael, was seen by a neighbor entering a woman's home. And when the neighbor described the intruder, Michael, the victim realized, shit, I know this dude. This ass face lives about a block away from my house. Okay, so the victim recognized him, okay? So the victim, the woman whose home was broken into, she and her boyfriend, since they knew who he was after hearing the description, they decided to confront Michael. Sure did. And Michael admitted being inside her house and seeing money on the floor. Now, I gotta say, all right, kudos for the boyfriend, because I don't think I would have been able to not kick that big-headed asshole's ass. I definitely think I would have been arrested for, at the very least, assault, okay? You're not gonna break into my girlfriend's house and steal all her sex toys and think I'm just gonna let that slide. Nah, bruh. That's not what we doing in these streets, okay? All right? He would have definitely got his prostate taken a look at, because my foot would have been up his ass. You understand? That was gross. Sorry. Okay. And get this. The neighbor actually had a surveillance camera that recorded a man wearing glasses and a Pittsburgh Pirates hat entering the victim's home. And there was actually a police officer who had prior encounters with this big-headed jackass. And he remembered and noted in the affidavits that Michael was indeed wearing some sort of Pittsburgh Pirates headgear and glasses every time he came into contact with this guy. So every time the cop had some sort of issue with this man, he was wearing the exact, he was described the same way. Described the same way. I guess he's a really big fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he just wanted everyone to know that as he was breaking the law and wanted to be pointed out very easily. So good for him. Good for him. So this dumbass was charged with criminal trespassing, burglary, and theft. Okay? Yeah. Stole those sex toys. And I'm not really sure if any of you are as not surprised as I am that he does have a prior rap sheet, which includes convictions for assault, contempt, and criminal trespass. And he's currently facing a disorderly conduct and public drunkenness charge as well. So, go Michael. I honestly can't help but wonder, did the police return her stolen sex toys? And if so, did she accept them? You know what I mean? I feel like once someone, some weird creep, okay, takes my sex toys, steals them from me, I would probably just want new ones. That's just me. I don't know how I feel about this type of situation. Like, I don't need, okay, if anything is going inside of me and it has been out of my sight because someone stole them, I probably shouldn't keep them if they're returned. Is it possible to sue someone for new sex toys instead of money? I'm curious. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. These are the questions that we must ask ourselves. These are the questions. These are the important, hard-hitting questions that we ask on this podcast episode, on this podcast in general. I've asked dumber questions. I'm not going to apologize for that. Okay, so this next one is interesting. We have 39-year-old Jamie Lynn Heinecker, I think that's how you say your name, who is facing narcotic sales charge. Words are hard. They really are. Anyway, she's facing a narcotic sales charge. So here's something super interesting about the story. Jamie is the general manager of the Fourth Screen Spotlight Theaters and Mankato, I think that's how you say it, which is about 80 miles from Minneapolis. Now, for those of you who don't know Minneapolis, don't know where it is, it's in Minnesota. So shout out to the Wine and Crime podcast, the gals over there. Wait, are they from Minnesota? Yes, because they unleash their worst Minnesotan accents while they talk about crime. Love that podcast. I really want to get drunk with Amanda, and I feel like that would be a fun time. She's hilarious as fuck. Don't get me wrong. I love Lucy, and I love Kenyon, too, but there's just something about that Amanda. I feel like we can get drunk, you know? Moving on. Anywho, Jamie is facing a felony drug charge, and she could get the maximum penalty, which is 20 years in prison, and fined up to $250,000, which is a lot of fucking money, okay? Shit. Ask yourself this. Do you have $250,000? Because I sure as fuck don't. And if you do, can I have a little taste? Just a small taste. Let me borrow $20. Let me see one of them Hamiltons up there. Or a Benjamin. Whatever dead president you got in your pocket. Let me get a few of those. Because you clearly have money to waste. I do not. So, the Minnesota River Valley Task Force was keeping an eye on her. And they knew that she was selling cocaine at the movie theaters where she worked. But that usually took place in the alleyway behind the theater. But lately, it's been taking place at the theater. And it's been involving a popcorn container with popcorn. Oh, yeah. So, she would get a bucket. The bucket that the popcorn goes in, put the bag of cocaine inside of said bucket, and then cover with popcorn. And honestly, it sounds like a great idea, and I'm sure she thought it was too, which is why she was doing it, but then, you know, she got caught, so maybe it wasn't. So the task force was when you think about it, you know, like, I don't know if cocaine has a scent. Okay, I'm not really sure. But popcorn does, and it's a strong scent. Like, it's popcorn. You know when somebody's popping on some corn. You're aware of that. Okay, I love a fresh bag of corn. I love it. I love the smell of popcorn. It's amazing. So, I mean, when you think about it, if there was ever like a drug dog nearby, maybe that popcorn smell would kind of confuse the dog and he wouldn't be able to smell the cocaine anymore. I don't know. I'm not a drug sniffing dog. Never have been. Okay, these are just assumptions. Just wildly, you know, suggesting and throwing things out there. That's what I do in this podcast. Okay. So the task force was aware of who she was and what she was doing. Now, last year, a confidential informant, a CI, was on the phone with her and arranged to purchase $100 worth of cocaine. So they get together and meet up at the movie theater, which was in Mankato. Mankato plays small. So the informant told the police that he went to the mall, and Jamie put the cocaine in the popcorn box or the bag, whatever they have there, and then the popcorn was put into the bag. Okay, so the informant hands over the bag of cocaine covered popcorn. Or popcorn covered cocaine, whichever one makes more sense, over to the police. Okay, and upon realizing it, upon weighing it, they realized that it was 0.406 grams. And I honestly have no idea how much cocaine that is or how little cocaine that is. No idea. Never weighed cocaine before. But she also has previous convictions. Okay, we got malicious punishment of a child. Oh, what a bitch. We've got obstruction, theft, DWI, and drug possession. So she's a catch. If anyone is interested, she's also in the Minnesota area. Yum, yum, yum. She's there in the Minnesotan area if you're interested in apparently a drug lord. Okay. 39-year-old Jamie Lynn Heinecker. Okay. And her fucking mugshot annoys my soul. It does. She's like, yeah, what's up? Like she's headed to go coach her son's soccer team or some shit. It's like, what the fuck, bitch? You're going to jail again, and not even for the first time. Like, you know what to expect. Why are you so happy? What? I don't understand. Okay. You know what? Let's move on to the next story. Oh, man. So let's go ahead to the story that you all been waiting for. The woman who threw burgers and racial slurs. This is just a beautiful story. but no, it does kind of piss me off. But also made me laugh at the same time. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but there have been many times in my life as a gay black woman where I have experienced a lot of bigotry in my life. But this right here, this is the shit that I expect all the time, honestly. It's as if when the ex-president was in office, y'all know what I'm talking about, Trump, and he just made racist people feel comfortable with their racism and more comfortable showing their hatred, you know, towards people that they don't like or people who have ideologies they disagree with. And he just made them feel comfortable in all of that, you know. And it's sad. It is, but it is what it is as well. I find myself expecting horrible moments to happen to me at all times, no matter where I am, because I am black. I can't just take that shit off. I mean, I can't, you know, it is what it is. But it's very frustrating, you know, it's very frustrating. You ever have something happen that's so racist and so fucked up, you laugh, you're like, wow, this, that was really racist. Holy shit. You ever experience something like that? Oh, man. Okay. Well, you're about to. Now, this did occur in Florida, one of our favorite states. Yay. We have a 77-year-old retiree, Judith Black, which I find it hilarious. Her last name is Black. 77-year-old retiree Judith Black, who's an angry white woman, who was furious with the thickness of the tomato that was on her Whopper burger at Burger King. Now, for those of you who don't know what Burger King is, it's a popular American fast food restaurant, and they are best known for their burger that's called the Whopper. And the Whopper is, one-fourth a pound of savory flame-grilled beef topped with juicy tomatoes, fresh lettuce, creamy mayonnaise, ketchup, crunchy pickles, and sliced white onions on a soft sesame seed bun. Anyway, it's literally, in my opinion, the only good thing they sell there. Everything else tastes like shit to me, but that's just how I feel. Now, this old bitch, Judith, was upset as fuck with the tomato that was placed into her sandwich, and she went the fuck off. Judith, who is from a lovely retirement community that's known as the Sunshine State's friendliest hometown. Yeah, but this bitch decided to show her ass, y'all, and she went to the counter of the Burger King and yelled at a female employee. Now, the employee was like, if this bitch doesn't calm the fuck down, I don't get paid enough for this bullshit. It's just a sliced tomato. Maybe if you calm the fuck down, I can probably get you another tomato slice. Like, it's not that serious, okay? Now, the employee told the police that she couldn't help this woman because she was being loud and disrespectful. So when the employee turned her back to that rude-ass bitch Karen, Judith took it upon herself to throw the Whopper sandwich at the employee. Now, it hit her right below her neck, at the back of her neck. And then Judith told the worker, shut up, you black bitch. Yeah. She even said the N-word a couple of times while exiting the restaurant with her husband. Let me just say this, okay? If you've never held a Whopper in your hand, those are some big-ass burgers, okay? They are heavy. I feel guilty holding one, let alone eating one, which I gotta be honest with you, a Whopper sounds amazing right now. I'm so hungry. But they're a big sandwich, okay? They're a big sandwich. And also, why are bitches like Judith always married? Like, why? They always get some compliant-ass man, some compliant-ass man bitch to marry them. Like, all these lovely, sweet, just sweet single women in this world, and these Karanosauruses get to marry and procreate and end up making more little Karens. This world annoys me. It annoys me so deeply. Anyways, police questioned Judith and she admitted to throwing the burger because she was upset about the thickness of her tomato. What kind of white privilege bullshit is this? What? You decided to throw a heavy ass, fully dressed burger with everything on it at a woman while calling her a black bitch and the N-word, all because you did not agree with the thickness of your sliced tomato? What? What? I'm sure the employee would have had no problem giving her another slice of tomato. It's just not that big of a deal. It really isn't. Now, this bitch also admitted to calling the employee a stupid black bitch and a black nigger. And fuck you, black niggers. All these things were said. And to be honest with you, the rage that is soaring through my body is equivalent to 1,000 burning suns. I would have gotten fired that damn day. I probably would have blacked out and woke up in cuffs. Like, I have no idea what happened, officer. She called me the N-word and everything went black. Whose ripped t-shirt am I holding right now? What? This isn't my blood. What's going on? Wow. Okay. So witnesses were interviewed and the surveillance footage was collected and everything was recorded, which always amazes me that people seem to forget that everything is recorded at all times these days. If it's not security cameras, it's camera phones. Your embarrassing moments and your racial outbursts are recorded and shared all over the internet. It's all recorded at all times. And I legit assume that cameras are everywhere I go. So I try not to do stupid shit that will end up online. I really do try. I make that conscious effort. Okay? I really do. Now, Wildwood Police Department arrested Judith, and she normally would have been charged with a misdemeanor, but she threw in some racial slurs, and that made the charge a felony. So Florida statutes allow this if the defendant shows prejudice while committing the offense. So not only did this dumb bitch spend a few hours in jail before her bitch ass was released from Sumter County Jail, but all she had to do was pay a $2,500 bond. That's it. And something tell me that this evil bitch can probably afford it, honestly. $2,500 bond for humiliating a black person, calling them the word we hate the most, and throwing a heavy-ass sandwich at the back of her neck. That was an expensive-ass burger, let me tell you. And she probably didn't even get to eat it. Like, I'm assuming she didn't. She threw that bitch. It's just, it's frustrating. And the thing is, this woman looks like the angriest woman on earth. Okay, and don't forget, guys, I went ahead and I posted the photo of this crazy bitch on the Instagram at It's Pro Silly. Bitch popped her top over the thickness of a tomato slice. What the fuck? And her husband must have no backbone at all. You just know she married a submissive ass man that she could run all over. She definitely carries his balls in her purse. There's no way that she doesn't. He knew the kind of woman he was marrying. He said to himself, she's racist. She's angry. And her lips are clearly running from her face. I can't wait to marry her so I can be emasculated for the rest of my life. I found the one. What? Even her mugshot. Look at the picture on the Instagram page. Even in her mugshot, she doesn't give a fuck about being arrested. She looks annoyed that she's even there. I guess getting arrested did spoil her plans to shoot out more racist bullshit at the next tomato lovers Klan meeting. I don't know. But Florida, thank you so much for your contribution to this podcast. You are always such a wonderful guest on the show. Wow, over the thickness of a tomato slice. I do not understand. Oh my God, listen, I hope that you all enjoyed this ridiculous ass episode. Listen, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast, it's you are being recorded at all times. Oh, and you shouldn't sell cocaine out of your place of business. Also, maybe set some money aside to save up for your own sex toys. There's no need to steal someone else's. Professionally silly life rules, people. I'm here to save lives. Listen, if you guys enjoyed these silly news stories, let me know on the podcast Twitter page or the Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, once again at It's Pro Silly, or the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. I would love to hear your feedback. If you amazing humans would like to join in on the silly and you have any stories that you want to share, scary, paranormal, embarrassing, funny, or maybe you just want to be like, what's up, you doing a good job, I like your podcast, yeah, keep up the good work, Amber. If you want to do that, that's fine. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And you can leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number at 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text message and put and I'll make sure to put you up in the podcast unless you guys say otherwise. I would love to hear from you, because that shit would be what? Fucking titties. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Shout out to the smokinggun.com website for these lovely true crime stories where no one was killed. These lovely silly news stories just entertain the shit out of me. Like, legit. I love it. I love it. You know, and don't worry, there's another true crime episode coming where someone's killed or something. We'll figure that out. Okay? I know how much you guys love murder. It's cool. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. And I want to take the time right now to I want to thank you guys, you know, for your support. I know a lot of you, you come back every week and you listen to the new podcast episode. And if this is your first time listening, I appreciate you being here too. And I super hope that you had a good time and that you do return to join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. Yeah, I also want to go ahead and shout out Ebony in the Professionally Silly podcast group. She posts the most random stuff in the Facebook group, and I fucking love it. I love it, love it, love it. Keep up the good work, Ebony, and I hope others join you on posting their silliness. I love that. I love that. Thank you for joining in on the silly, Ebony. You rock my ankle socks right off my feet, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, motherfucker. Don't forget to support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts / iTunes. They're the same thing, if you've got that. This is like super important for the show. I can't express enough how important it is for the show. It's the only way to really help my podcast grow. So I really need you guys to help me out. And I want to find some success out of all this hard-ass work that I'm doing. All right? So do me a favor. Leave a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. Really, because it helps the Professionally Silly podcast grow and be suggested to new listeners, which would be amazing. I would love to be suggested to new listeners. I want more people. I want more of you. You know, you're so amazing. I want to double up on all of you. I want to double up. You know, you guys are amazing. And if you enjoy the Professionally Silly podcast and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. This will be very helpful in making the Professionally Silly podcast even better and help move the silly forward. You can now make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you've got some commitment issues, or perhaps you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal, my friends. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Help me keep the silly moving forward and flowing. You understand? So check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. You know, my TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Got 2 YouTube channels. Check them out. Those are awesome. All my personal and podcast social media information is going to be in the show notes below. Okay. So follow this podcast on Instagram and Twitter at It's Pro Silly. I will post some pictures pertaining to this episode, like that big headed alien dude I was telling you about. Actually, I think I have mugshots for everybody that we discussed. Oh, you're going to love it. Such beautiful human beings. Not really. They're kind of assholes. And don't forget to stop by the Professionally Silly Podcast Facebook group. Ebony is holding it down in there. What's up, girl? What's going on? So share your opinions of my older and or newer episodes and post silly true crime paranormal memes or whatever the fuck. Let's just have some fun. Yeah, post some silly shit on there. None like some silly shit. Also, I've got a P.O. box. You can snail mail a bitch if you like. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. And that's going to be down in the show notes as well. And once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Stay silly, everybody. See you next week.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.